Here in the United States, the Supreme Court has yet to rule on an affirmative action case involving the University of Michigan. But university officials around the country are already making changes. Some are changing summer programs intended to prepare minorities for college. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports that a letter-writing campaign worked more quickly than the courts.
On a number of college campuses this summer, high school students, incoming freshmen, and some upperclassmen and women will learn more about college life or about a particular field of study through summer enrichment programs. Some of the programs limit participation to minorities. Universities say they're an effort to remedy decades of discrimination and to boost the chances of underrepresented groups enrolling in a university or graduate school.
As noble as that goal is, it's illegal.
Edward Bloom is the legal director of the American Civil Rights Institute, the group founded by anti-affirmative action activist Ward Connerly. Bloom says programs which only allow minorities to participate violate Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act because
race is a prerequisite. It is not one of many factors. It is the factor before you can get your foot in the door.
For the past 2 years, the Institute and another conservative think tank, the Center for Equal Opportunity, have taken universities to task, sending letters objecting to specific programs and urging schools to open the process to all students or risk an investigation by the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. Earlier this year, Massachusetts Institute of Technology scrapped its minorities-only policy for two summer programs. Princeton University's Robert Durkee says next summer it will amend its admission policy for the institute it offers to college juniors doing work in public and international affairs.
Given what had happened in terms of the evolution of the law, some recent court decisions, we didn't think that a program of this kind, available only to students of color, could in fact continue to pass legal muster. So therefore, we concluded that something needed to change.
So far, the two advocacy groups have sent letters to about 30 schools and claim that half have already agreed to change programs so they are no longer racially exclusive. The groups have also filed complaints with the Office of Civil Rights against three universities, MIT, Virginia Tech, and the mid-sized Jesuit college, St. Louis University.
Now the moment has arrived for the penultimate ceremony of the evening.
At a pre-commencement ceremony for St. Louis University's law school, 200 graduates gathered in the city symphony hall to receive their degrees.
Let the hooding begin.
As their names were called, graduates came forward and a purple, blue, and white hood was draped around each student's shoulders. The law school offers an enrichment program for disadvantaged students, which is open to minorities and non-minorities alike. The head of the School of Medicine's Multicultural Affairs Office says the same holds true for the Summer Enrichment Program, the affirmative action groups targeted in the medical school. Dr. George Rausch says the goal is to interest high schoolers in pursuing a medical career.
This program is for individuals from disadvantaged backgrounds, either economically and educationally disadvantaged, as defined by the Department of Health and Human Services. And we have individuals from all races and genders that participate in this program.
In a letter responding to the advocacy groups, St. Louis University says the scholarships and programs designed to recruit and retain minority students are needed to promote diversity and are legal under current law and the Office of Civil Rights existing guidelines. A number of other schools contacted by the letter-writing campaign continue to defend their race-exclusive programs. They also say the advocacy groups contacted them well after they started their own reviews. Angelo Anchetta, the legal director at Harvard University's Civil Rights Project, says it's also important to note the scholarships and programs under attack are quite different from the battle over admissions policy before the Supreme Court.
We're not talking about someone being denied a seat in a university or a medical school or law school class. We're talking about someone who maybe attends a summer program for a few weeks or gets some extra tutoring during the year, and I think the burden that might be placed on students who don't get access to these programs is certainly not comparable to the kind of burden that one might have if you're denied a seat in a class.
Anchetta says Harvard and many other universities believe the law concerning racially exclusive programs is murky, which is why they're looking for clarity from the Supreme Court. Roger Clegg with the Center for Equal Opportunity says the university should not be counting on the court's ruling.
I don't think that the Supreme Court's decision, no matter how it comes out, is going to allow racially exclusive programs.
It's a message Clegg says the Center and the American Civil Rights Institute will continue to deliver as they send out more letters to universities urging them to change programs designed solely to benefit minorities. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.